the comedies and tragedies of everyday life that we all recognise. They're by turns funny and heartbreaking, uplifting and moving, and they're all deeply personal and utterly heartfelt. They were also a stark reminder to me that they never really teach you at medical school what to say when you see a famous patient. Is it more professional to pretend you don't recognise them, or to gush that you simply loved them in that film? In my first year as a doctor, I found myself checking over a singer, A-list, who was on tour in this country and had a funny turn, with no identifiable cause whatsoever, save for the enormous quantity of drugs he had just consumed. A-class. When I asked his occupation, he just raised an eyebrow at me that said, "You know who I am." It'll cost you 3 drinks minimum to get that person's name. I still slightly regret not having my stethoscope signed. Anyway, as I read the star-studded submissions to this book, I couldn't help but put myself in the doctor's shoes and wonder what the hell I'd say as I, for example, extracted a Hoover attachment from within Sue Perkins or deflated Louis Theroux's swollen testicle. Yeah, sorry about the spoilers. It really means a lot that you've bought a copy of this audiobook, and I'm so grateful to you. As well as saying thank you in dozens and dozens and dozens of separate ways through separate stories, Dear NHS also says thank you in a very practical way by raising money for NHS Charities Together and the Lullaby Trust. And now that Captain Tom's set the fundraising bar fairly high, you might need to download a few more copies, to be honest. I'm also hugely grateful to every single contributor for their generosity, not only in giving up their time to write their chapters and recording themselves through phones and tablets and laptops and any ways they could, but also for opening up so honestly about often deeply personal and painful matters. But most of all, I am grateful beyond words to the NHS. To all the doctors and nurses and midwives and paramedics and pharmacists and physios and OTs and ODPs and optometrists and carers and speech therapists and radiographers and cleaners and social workers and dietitians, health visitors, admin teams, district nurses and porters, podiatrists and managers and kitchen staff and healthcare assistants and ward clerks and biomedical scientists. Thank you. The NHS is our single greatest achievement as a country, and the NHS is you, the 1.5 million people who go above and beyond the call of duty every single day. You're the ones who give us hope and make sure that we have a tomorrow, 1.5 million people for whom the extra mile is the standard distance. Selflessly, generously, putting others before yourselves. You've been there for me so many times. You've saved the lives of many people I love, and you've done the same for every single person listening to this book. And this is our way of saying thank you. Stephen Fry.
Unextraordinary. Yes, like any other Briton, I have my share of NHS stories. Emergencies, tragicomedies, disasters, and deep trauma feature amongst them. Many will have more dramatic, more eye-watering, more heart-rending, more eye-popping stories to tell than I have. Mine reflect the particular chronic conditions to which I've been subject in mind and body. Nothing too extraordinary, but they are extraordinary if you transplant them. I'll come to that. Story one is ugly and unhappy, but I'll tell it. Aged 17, or maybe 16 and a half, I wake up in a ward in the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. My stomach has been pumped. I've taken a wild cocktail of pills in a despairing effort to end my life. A psychiatrist comes and holds my hand and talks to me. I am smiled at, comforted, and given time to come to myself. There are lots of other details, but I won't embarrass myself, my family, or you by dredging them up. It's enough to say I was helped, and here I still am. Story two will be familiar to those who, like me, have been